Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Angélique Kidjo is a Bernese French singer-songwriter, actress, and activist noted for her diverse musical influences and creative music videos. Angélique has cross-pollinated the West African traditions of her childhood in Benin with elements of American R&B, funk, and jazz, as well as influences from Europe and Latin America. Angélique has won 5 Grammy Awards. Time magazine has called her Africa's premier diva and named her one of the 100 most influential people in the world for 2021. The BBC has included her in its list of the continent's 50 most iconic figures, and in 2011, The Guardian listed her as one of their top 100 most inspiring women in the world. Forbes magazine has ranked Angélique as the first woman in their list of the most powerful celebrities in Africa. She's a recipient of the prestigious 2015 Crystal Award given by the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, the 2016 Amnesty International Ambassador of the Conscious Award, the 2018 German Sustainability Award, the 2023 Wilczek Prize in Music, and the 2023 Polar Music Prize. Angélique has collaborated with many artists, including Bono, John Legend, Peter Gabriel, Alicia Keys, Johnny Clegg, Dave Matthews, Tina Turner, and many, many more. Angélique is fluent in 5 languages, Fon, French, Yoruba, Jen, and English. She sings in all these languages, as can be heard from her 16 album releases. Up next on Celebs Vant, we've got Angélique Kidjo. So, Angélique, so a quick overview. I know you've been in the industry for a number of years. So that 2 to 3 hybrid version of your journey, at what age did you feel you were destined to be on this path, and how did that journey proceed?
I never thought about it age. I just do.
Because
I started singing in my mom's theater at the age of 6, and I continue singing because that's what is in me.
Okay.
I mean, I went to school all the way to university and all those stuff, but I'm like, yeah, you know what? When I arrived in France, I was contemplating, oh, if I'm not going to go through having all those degrees, go to be a surgeon or to be a human rights lawyer. And I'm like, the heck with it. I'm doing music. And that's it.
Lovely. What keeps you motivating to keep creating new music and keep creating for us in the world?
I love to be on stage. Stage for me, I always say, I don't know what we talk about hell and paradise. I don't know what those look like. But I said, if paradise look like how I feel on stage, when I die, God is in for trouble. Because I'm gonna see him to sleep and wake up every time. And I'm gonna gather all the greatest musicians that have gone before me, and we're gonna be playing music for him so much he's gonna feel sorry for himself.
I love it. From 0 to 3 to 4 minutes in creating a song. Obviously, it changes over time, but what motivates it? What invigorates it? Is it easy every time? Do you collaborate with others? Let's unpack your creative brain.
It's not easy. I mean, there are some songs that it comes. The inspiration is right there. There are some songs, the inspiration needs more work. They are somewhere there. You can feel it, but it's like a puzzle that is very difficult to put together.
Mm.
And for those songs, there's nothing you can do but take it beat by beat.
Okay.
And you put those puzzles together until the eureka moment happens and you go, oh, that's what was in there that I didn't know how to unravel. Sometimes it never happens. And you leave it aside, you put it there, and one day you listen to something else and you touch up on it, and then bingo, you got it. And that's... That's the power of inspiration. No one have any power on it. You cannot decide when it comes, how it's going to come. No one. You can be whatever you want. And that's the beauty of it. It's the only thing. Even with the AI, you can AI replicate what we put there. But to be inspired, an AI cannot be inspired. He just replicates the algorithm that we put in there. And that is where a lot of things for me make meanings. You do not really settle for little. When it comes to inspiration, you gotta be there. And you're gonna keep the truth of it. You lose the truth of it, the song is gone.
I know you sing in a multitude of different languages. So when you go into the studio, do you know, okay, this is going to be a French song, or this is going to be an English song, or does it unravel as you are in the creation process?
Both. I don't think I speak so many languages. The first one that comes in, I take
Okay.
it. But also, I collaborate a lot with other writers. Throughout the year, I've been working with, especially since the last album, I've been working with a young singer-songwriter from Zimbabwe called Shun Gutso. I heard something else. You start a conversation, it turned into a song. And I
So
already
it's a
had
bit.
a lot of stuff ready. She came home. I'm like, this is the music I'm working on. This is the beats I'm working on. And
Okay.
bingo, we find the word. So.
Okay, that makes sense. You've referenced the new music, so let's unpack it. Tell us more about it. What's coming up? What inspired all the new stuff?
Well, there is a single that is out. It's called Sunlight to My Soul, written by Diane Warren. Diane Warren is a really great songwriter. And she said to me when I arrived to meet her, she said, I have a song for you. And we record that song that same day. And for me, it's always, my collaboration is always, what can I learn? What can the person learn? How can my continent, the music and the musician, the producer from my continent, how can they participate? So I recorded the song and the music was okay. The beats was not all right for me. So I sent it to Cheesy. And Cheesy said, Mom, this is the hardest thing ever. I said, you better work at it. You gotta give me something. And he gets it. So Sunlight to My Soul is produced by Cheesy on a beat that he creates from what is was already existing there. And it makes, for me, it's amazing song. And it's a song that is timely. Because the time we're living in now, it's like everybody forget that there's something called love. Everybody's on riding the train of hate. I'm like, I'm not gonna get into that train. The train of love. Come on, listen to me here. Sunlight to my soul is love. You want love? Come to this train. So that's it.
And is this going to be an accumulation of a new album?
Yes, the album is due February.
Okay, lovely. So I'm that person. I love me a CD. I still budget for my CDs every month. I love the aesthetic of the holding. For me, it's an energy exchange to you guys to say thank you for all the hard work you participate in creation. I'm unsure if you're aware that CDs, vinyls, and even cassettes are on an upward trajectory again. But we also have streaming platforms that people consume music on. What are your observations of the landscape at the moment?
I think that all of those things that you name should be available. We need to give people the choices the way they want to listen to music. One form of just proposing one way of listening to music for me is not democratic.
Yes.
It's shoving something on your throat. You like it or not, that's where you're gonna get it. But we have cassette, CD, and vinyl. I'm in completely with the streaming platform. We gotta have all those things. There are some people that still love to buy the CDs, the vinyl, the cassettes. We can do it. We do it. That's all I stand for. Anything possible that can make the journey of listening to music and participating in music, I'm in.
Absolutely, me too. I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 years, I know your answer will be different every time simply because there are millions of them. I understand that and I recognize that. I'm not saying favorite, I'm saying top of mind. If you had to push play to five songs by other artists, what would those five songs be and by whom?
Whoa. There's one song of Leonard Cohen called Anthem. One Love from Bob Marley. And from Miriam, I'm going to say, N'Kongo, whatever. But I mean, I don't know. I can't say that. I can't pronounce the sentence. It's the
Yeah.
song, Basheri
Yeah.
Bonke Etilongweni, Basheri Bonke Kwano, that song. That's
Yeah.
one of the things that I like. Salif Keita Folon, of course. From the Rolling Stone, Gimme Shelter.
Okay. I think that's five.
Okay, that's it, because
That's fine. Lovely.
I can go on and go on for you.
I can also. So, Angelique, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
My final message to everybody is, I know a lot of things are wrong in our society, and we need to work for equality to become an evidence and part of the political landscape, but we have to work together to build it. Going to the extreme and hanging on to hate, there's no solution, there's no future in it. I don't believe in violence. I believe in us. I don't believe in I. And if we do not think that we have to do something to protect our planet, our political system, to leave something for the young generation to build upon, to never go back to hatred and violence, there's no meaning to be living today and calling ourselves human being. We've lost so many people during the First World War and the Second World War. I'm not willing to lose anybody's life anymore on a Third World War for some people's ego. Let
Exactly.
us create. Let us be critically thinking, weighing what we have to lose and what we have to gain. What is good? Building is complicated. It demands time, it demands collaboration, it demands smartness, it demands patience. Nothing that comes easy lasts long. No child is born the day it conceived. So we need to think really closely to what continent in Africa we want our children to live in. To create a job for the youth is to create a political system that allow them to participate in the economy of the country.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.